Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's the Saturday edition of the show, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, a lot to talk about tonight. You can take control of the airwaves and, as we say, bring up anything. If you're a brand new listener, as you may very well be, as we picked up a handful of new affiliates here recently, we've got WDNG joining us here tonight, 1450 in Anniston, Alabama. Actually, they had technically joined us last week, but we didn't know that it had gone through. So I always like to announce new stations and welcome our listeners as soon as I know for 100% that you are tuned in. So welcome to all of our brand new listeners in Anniston. It's likely that you've probably never heard a show quite like this one on talk radio
before.
You've
never heard a show anything like this on talk radio.
Well, now there are open phones shows on various different stations across
sure.
the country.
Yeah, but
so
but we,
that's
we,
not
we
on,
kind of take the issues from a particular stance that likely you've
right.
never heard on the radio before.
Yeah. It's the viewpoint,
because you know it out there on the radio, it seems to be red team, blue team. Everybody on the blue team's really, really bad, and everybody on the red team's really, really good, or vice versa. You switch the teams. It doesn't really matter. But, in fact, we're going to tell you that the people on both the teams are a bunch of crummy thieves that are stealing your money.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll take your calls about anything. If you don't believe it, give it a try at 800-259-9231. And I guess the big news, right, Mark, tonight is look out. Oh, boy, you better be scared. You should be frightened. It's a national emergency.
That's right, everybody. The nation is in a state of emergency. You know, I'm looking out the window here. I don't see people running by with torches. There's no trash cans set on fire. I would have guessed that a national emergency looked entirely different from us. Right. I would have expected, sure, crowds flipping over cars, throwing Molotov cocktails, something. I don't know what I expected to see, but I didn't expect to see nothing different than what I see normally during a national emergency.
The big story is that Barack Obama has declared the swine flu outbreak as a national emergency.
Do you have a laugh track on that little soundboard of yours?
Can
you just laugh at this nonsense?
Well, Well, now, what's so funny about this, Mark? People are dying. Isn't that an emergency?
But people are dying all the time. Do you really want me to get into it before you even start the story? Why I think it's laughable? Because I know what the story says.
Right. What do you need to say here? I mean, besides that...
Barack Obama declared it a national emergency. It's because of the swine flu. The swine flu is a pandemic. 36,000 people died last year from the regular flu. 1,000 people have died this year from swine flu in the United States. That means that the swine flu is 1/36th of the problem that regular flu is, but regular flu wasn't a national emergency. Swine flu is. And
it's probably just
to make you feel better about all the money that we spend on the Center for Disease Control, which, by the way, is probably one of the better government bureaucracies out there.
I don't like
any of them. However, it's probably one of the better ones. Of the ones that I hate sending money to, the Center for Disease Control doesn't really show up on my radar too much.
You probably just haven't really looked into it.
You're
too
right.
Much.
I haven't looked too deeply, and the more you look, the more ugly things you find when it comes to the government.
I would imagine that the Centers for Disease Control is front and center, if you will, in influencing this decision to call this a national emergency. And so if swine flu is a national emergency, then why isn't, or is, perhaps it is, perhaps the regular flu is a national emergency. Maybe it's always been a national emergency, because you know how they are with their national emergencies. There's
they declare
kinds of
one.
National emergencies.
They declare one, and then it never goes away.
Right.
I don't think they ever undeclared the martial law that was under Lincoln for the Civil War.
Or under World War II, where they were rounding people up.
I don't think they've undeclared any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It just quietly sort of goes away. And that's kind of bothersome that we're in the legal state of martial law still.
He says, says here the story, Associated Press says that he's giving the health chief the power to let hospitals move emergency rooms off-site to speed treatment and protect non-infected patients. Well, what other powers will be activated by the declaration of a national emergency? Are you familiar with that at all? 800-259-9231. I mean, doesn't the Constitution have, not that they follow the Constitution or anything like that, but don't they have provisions, basically?
It's nice how they put it in the museum with the lights on it and stuff.
Well, I mean, we've had people call this show in the past and essentially posit that the declaration of a national emergency essentially opens up all of the loopholes that they can utilize that have been built into the Constitution. Because as Lysander Spooner would put it, the Constitution has either been powerless to prevent this big tyrannical government that we have today.
Sure, a government far beyond the scope that our founders ever, even in the wildest dreams imagined.
Or it has authorized and accepted the government that we have today.
I can only assume that that's true. I mean, I used
the
to
latter,
be this, I can only assume that it's the Constitution that, in fact, authorizes all of this crap that I thought at one point was unconstitutional.
Well, but if the Constitution basically says that, well, all of these rules apply to the government except in the case of the government deciding that the rules don't need to apply, like in the case of a national emergency, then you could just throw it all out the window.
Right, and we are, as I stated, still under a level of martial law that was declared for the Civil War. I mean, so what? Everything they're doing is legal, as far as I can tell.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Do you think this swine flu problem, which isn't any more of a problem than several other things that are out there putting people's lives in danger, what about a national emergency for auto accidents? And there are a lot of auto accidents every single day. People get hurt.
If in fact the swine flu, you get the swine flu from your actions. You choose to go out, you choose to shake hands, you choose to French kiss, whatever it is way that you get your swine flu. It's the actions that you partake in. You get lung cancer from the same thing. Cigarettes kill far more people every year than the swine flu does. Are we going to declare a national emergency from the actions that people choose to participate in when it comes to cigarettes? It's nuts.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. You're welcome to comment on this or anything you want. Let's go to Charlie, listening to, I believe, WCHV in Virginia. Charlie, you're on free talk line.
WCHV 1260 and 94.1 FM, WCHV in Charlottesville, Virginia.
You work for the station? You do sound like you work for the station.
Well, I used to be in radio a long time ago. I just went to get some pizza from a local pizza place, and the guy telling me, ladies in there, can't you give me a part-time job? Just a part-time job. He said, oh, I put an ad in the paper. He looks at me and he says, Charlie, I haven't seen you for a while. Where you been? I said, well, I'm working. Plus, I'm in Myrtle Beach every month, and plus, I operate my own business. And he says, boy, you've been kind of busy. I said, yeah. He said, I've had 1,200 applications for work in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
1,200. Well, anyway, I digress from my point that I made to your caller, screener. I said 43,000 people die on the highways of America because of auto accidents. Where's the national emergency? Where is the group of people getting together for the 43,000 every year? 300,000 because of smoke-related smoking habits, cancer?
Alcohol?
Emphysema.
Sure.
Where's the national emergency? Go ahead.
Right. I agree with you completely, and I want nothing from the government in these areas. Like, the only result from them scares me, you know?
Yeah, but, you will click it or get a kick it. What about motorcycle drivers? How many have a seatbelt?
Yeah, right. Just where we need seatbelts on motorcycles.
My son says, why should I wear a seatbelt in my truck when I drive a motorcycle that I can do 180 with just a plastic helmet on my head? Dad, this is crazy. I said, yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, he should come up here to New Hampshire. You don't even have to wear a helmet up here.
Well, you know, what I think is funny.
Oh, New Hampshire. I my car and I have it yet up here, can't I?
I think it's funny is that when it comes to their school buses, they don't need seatbelts there. When the bureaucrats are driving
around,
they're safer.
New York has the seatbelt law there, too.
Really?
I drive a school bus, yeah. And then the kids used to tie each other up in them.
Leave it to New York. Hey, Charlie, good hearing from you, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You definitely had that radio sound to it.
That's right, everybody.
Hey, it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't.
You can identify it. 800-259-9231. 259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here live taking your calls about whatever you want this Saturday evening. Comment on the national emergency debacle or anything that's on your mind goes. If you make the call, this is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. They include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. And for those of you just getting the Saturday show on your local talk radio stations, please note we do have a weekday program. You can grab them all for free on the front page at freetalklive.com. LegalZoom.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com does all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. If you use code FTL, you save $10 off your order. I've used it to make a will, and it is fast and easy, and your family deserves to be protected if something untimely happens to you. LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. The news today is that Obama has declared a national emergency on this swine flu thing, even though the swine flu has killed a fraction of the amount of people that have died at the hands of the regular flu, if you will.
Right. And at this point, they're just making assumptions that the swine flu has killed these people. They don't know.
I see. Yeah. How can they be sure that it's the swine flu versus
right.
the regular flu?
The swine flu, the H1N1 virus is, from what they can tell, the most prevalent sort of flu out there. And so it makes some sense that they're making this guess. However, it is still a guess. And then, therefore, it's portrayed because it's spoken by people who are speaking for the scientists as science. And it's not science.
So what does it mean to be in a state of emergency? And, of course, as you pointed out, Mark, there are states of emergency that are still going. In fact, according to Wikipedia, in the United States, there is officially an ongoing state of emergency declared by several presidents due to multiple problems. For example, during the Korean War in 1950, Truman issued Presidential Proclamation 2914, declaring a national state of emergency, which wouldn't end until 1978. Another example is one which began in 1995 with the signing of another executive order by Bill Clinton. In accordance with the National Emergencies Act, the executive order's actual effect was not a declaration of a general emergency, but a limited embargo on trade with terrorists. So there have been several of these in the past. And essentially, the story is that it essentially opens up the government to do all kinds of things that it otherwise would be supposedly prevented from doing. So,
sure, but that pesky constitution, which, of course, authorizes these states of emergency anyway.
Right. And so we'll go to your calls here about anything that you want. You're welcome to comment on this at 800-259-9231. One more excerpt from the Associated Press story. It says here that the National Emergency Declaration was the second of two steps needed to give, I don't know how you pronounce this, Kathleen Sebelius? Hell if I know. I don't listen to these people's reports. The National Health Secretary, or the Health and Human Services Secretary.
She's an important lady, I see.
It says that it was needed to give her extraordinary powers. So there you go.
Indeed.
All right, let's go to Joe, listening to WFLA in Clearwater in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's on your mind tonight?
I don't believe for a second that, we're in a state of emergency. I honestly believe that this is a political move, and it'll wash out, and we'll find out what this is all about. Has it actually got a proclamation number, like you mentioned the other ones did?
Oh, I don't know. They wouldn't mention that in an Associated Press report, so I'm sure you could probably dig around and find that.
Right.
What do you think they're trying to hide, Joe?
I don't know if they're trying to hide anything. I just think it's, going to try to use it in a positive way for his political use, is my opinion of the whole thing, just like many other things that he's tried to do.
I'd agree. I mean, clearly, what would be the other reason for him declaring it?
Well, I can't imagine. Well, according to Wikipedia, a federal emergency declaration allows the United States Federal Emergency Management Agency to exercise its power to deal with emergency situations. So that could mean that the FEMA bureaucrats could come in and start, mandating quarantines.
They can do anything. FEMA, right. FEMA has extraordinary power.
But this is what essentially turns FEMA on and says, okay, now you can go and do whatever you want to do.
Kick you out of your house.
Right. Force vaccinate you.
Yeah.
How about that? So I think that's, this is kind of the preparation time for them to start doing things like what we talked about a few weeks ago on the show. Was the news was that the TSA is going to start looking for people with flu symptoms. So,
yes, sir. And I think the problem too is this is going to, let's see what turns up Monday at school. I mean, there's going to be, I bet there'd be 40-50% not show up at schools on Monday. The parents are going to be scared to death. And if 1,000 versus 3,600 have only died, again, it's a shame to see any of it, but the numbers just don't match up for him to be touting a national emergency. I just don't trust old Barry Boy.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As far as I'm concerned, if parents pull their kids from government schools as a result of this, then hey, that's a kind of a positive side effect.
Do you think that
get your kids out of there?
Do you think it's a positive effect that Americans like Joe don't trust their president? Because I just don't think. I think that as time goes by, and the studies show this, the polls, I guess, I don't know if they're studies. The polls show that, in fact, Americans trust their government far less than they did basically prior to the advent of talk radio, the internet, and what they call new media.
It makes sense, right? Because nowadays you have better information, that more choices for information that can travel faster. And so you come across the info and the truth about the fact that the government is nothing more than a gang of criminals that is essentially forcing its way upon people. It's much easier to come across news about the government's depredations and their violence that they're inflicting upon people today than it was 50 years ago. So I think that makes sense because people are being subjected now to a more holistic picture, if you will, or a larger picture of what the government does. It's not just propaganda that's getting into people's heads now. You've got independent media, as you say, new media and alternative media getting out there and getting a story out about a government that is not this wonderful, happy, freedom-loving organization that everyone would like, you know, that the government schools might like you to believe. It's not a free country, and all you have to do is pay attention to really figure that out. And I think that's what's happening. More
it's
people are able to pay
attention.
It's
certainly more free than many countries, but, you know, I mean, around the world, freedom, the governments, which are the organizations that restrict freedoms. No other organization really can. I mean, you know, I guess criminals restrict freedom, and government, by their definitions, are organizations of criminals because they use violence against people that didn't necessarily ask for it. If you think you're free, try not paying income tax and walking down the street with a joint hanging out of your mouth. See how free you are.
Let's continue and take your calls about what you want and go to Matt in Illinois. You're on the AMP line. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
This flu thing's been, you've been talking about it for the last couple of nights, and I've noticed that there's been conflicting reports coming in over the last couple of few days. They talk about a whole bunch of people that don't want to take the shot, mostly in the medical field, and then they talk about how there's not enough shots, and now you get this. You got to wonder just what is going on.
Well, would you like to speculate? Hang on. We'll bring you back if you'd like to at 800-259-9231. What is going on? You can answer that question or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Are you scared yet?
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show to take control of if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Saturday edition of the program. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are indeed listeners of this radio program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. All the information you need is there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. No cookies, no finding out what you're searching for in order to sell you some products and all that other stuff. Start the Start Page Challenge today at startpage.com. I guess they do offer you some commercial choices. However, they don't track your search and keep it in some big database. Startpage.com.
All right, we continue here, and we're talking about this declaration of a national emergency. Obama has declared the swine flu outbreak a national emergency, which basically gives them access to all kinds of powers that they would otherwise not have had there been not other national emergencies already declared. But as long as one national emergency is declared, it's a national emergency, and the government gets to essentially do whatever they want to do. Now, of course, they do whatever they want anyway, but one could point out that, as Lysander Spooner says, it's likely that the Constitution has either been powerless to prevent this tyrannical government, or it has authorized it. And indeed, I've actually pulled up a justification written by somebody in the federal government. It's from a government website. It's a PDF file that talks about their powers that they get to have in the national emergency. And it also lists out several pages of national emergencies that are still going on, that have been going on since as long ago as 1979.
Doesn't it bother you that there are national emergencies going on and you don't know it?
Right, such emergencies such as the blocking property and additional measures with respect to the Bosnian Serb-controlled areas of the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's still going since 1994. Prohibiting the importation of rough diamonds from Sierra Leone. That's been happening since 2001. So there's several pages of them here, and I want to get back to their justifications for this and kind of give you an explanation of what they're claiming they get to do as a result of this declaration. But let's go back to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you'd had some comments for us. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've been kind of watching the flu shot at thing going on. It's been going on since the spring. And my ex-wife and my daughter are both involved in the medical field. My ex-wife, her hospital has not made anybody take the shot. They're just laying off of people. My daughter, however, who works for a doctor, is being forced to take the shot or lose her job. But the doctor she works for is also being forced to take the shot or lose the support of the hospital that they work for. And the doctor has been fighting against it. So she has not had to take the shot yet.
But what does that tell you? What does it tell you that there are a significant portion of the medical profession that are essentially saying, we don't feel comfortable with this?
Right. And
that tells me that you shouldn't, that nobody should. And,
right.
And I think that's what's happened. I think that's the problem. These vaccine manufacturers, have been manufacturing this stuff since probably early last spring, probably since last January, and now they want to give it out to people, and nobody's taking it. So I think that everything that you're hearing about the shortages of the vaccines, I think that's manufactured. I think they're trying to whip up a demand and so that they can get these things sold and to market and get the money for them.
Well, they certainly want to make you think. I see what you're saying, that they want to make you think that people are out there getting this shot. I personally don't know anyone who has, but then again, I just probably don't travel in those circles. I mean, they certainly include pictures in the news articles of kids getting stuck with needles, and it sure does make it look like parents are out there taking their kids in to get this shot. I mean, the Walgreens and the various different pharmacies around the country are reporting shortages. And are you saying...
Let's not forget that they gave out the vaccine back in the 70s for, I think it was the swine flu then, too, and the vaccine killed more people than the flu did. So there are people out there that will do whatever the government tells them to do.
Yeah.
Right. That's all correct. I think there are enough sheeple that they can get these pictures of people in line and show them on TV, but I think there's just too many people that are going, no. I don't believe it anymore.
Well, my concern is what they...
I think that the growth of the people that don't trust the government anymore, as you know, the amount of people has grown to the point where now they have to get the president on to declare an emergency to try to whip up support for people taking the shot.
Maybe so, Matt, but what if they take the next step and decide to start sticking people, or I guess it's a nose swab or something like that, or an inhalant.
Right.
What if they start administering this to people if they're trying to get on planes? I mean, if you want to get on a plane, then you have to take the swine flu shot.
If they start trying to do it by force, then I think that there's going to be some big trouble.
Well, that won't be forced. You won't be forced to fly in America. It's just that if you want to fly, you'll be
highly pressured.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's enough. That's enough coerciveness to be, in my mind, that would be force. You know, it's coercive enough.
But what would you do in that case? I mean, what do you do? You just don't fly?
What would I do about it? I don't do, I'm just stay at home. And,
yeah.
You know, if I'm going on a plane, if I'm a business person and I have to go on a plane somewhere, I'm going to do my best to try to find a private carrier that'll take me without having to. There's small airports and things you can fly out of.
That's a good point. Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Here is, just to take a break from the calls, I just want to share what the government's people have to say about this supposed national emergency powers that they have. This is right from one of their own documents, right at the front. Federal law provides a variety of powers for the president to use in response to crisis, exigency, or emergency circumstances threatening the nation. Moreover, they're not limited to military or war situations. Some of these authorities deriving from the Constitution or statutory law are continuously available to the president with little or no qualification. Others, statutory delegations from Congress, exist on a standby basis.
You know, it's interesting how their own documents say little or no qualifications.
Yep.
The president can do whatever the president wants.
And they remain dormant until the president formally declares a national emergency.
So much for this whole idea of a republic, right?
Right.
A government of the people. That's what republic means.
It's all just window dressing.
Yeah.
The whole Constitution and the
sure.
different branches and all of that.
You get to choose between one of the two classes of lords. That's what you get.
These delegations or grants of power authorize the president to meet the problems of governing effectively in times of crisis. See, all they need, Mark, is to be able to say, we got ourselves a crisis here, folks.
Well, that's
this time for a national emergency, and then they just get to do whatever they want to
that's
do.
That's their one card. The government only has one card. It's the boo card.
Scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
Fear. All the government has is be scared. Be very, very scared. Be scared of the criminals. Be scared of the Russians. Be scared of the Islamics. People, be scared, scared, scared. Because if you're scared, you rely on us.
That's right.
If you're not scared, you run your own life. America, you don't be scared. There's
right.
no reason to be scared.
Oh, well,
what you need to be scared of is
them.
These people.
Absolutely. It says here that under the powers delegated by such statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities.
That's socialism.
Yes. Assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a variety of ways control the lives of United States citizens. Now, when you hear that list of things, you might be saying to yourself, well, they're already doing that. Yes, they are. And indeed, they've had national emergencies continuously running since back in decades ago. So you could point out that they would do this stuff anyway, even if they didn't have this national emergency process. But nonetheless, it's interesting to point out that this is them basically saying, hey, look, people, we're admitting here that we flushed this Constitution. It's been flushed for a long time. We'll just do whatever the flip we want, and you'll keep paying for it, won't you, sucker? 800-259-9231.
It'd take a spine not to pay for it.
This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL,
you are paying way too much.
It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider.
DSL Extreme is fast.
And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Are you scared yet? It's a national emergency! Swine flu. The government is trying to get you frightened. The government wants you to get in line and get shot up or stuck up or whatever the heck it is they're delivering this swine flu vaccine with.
There's a nose spray, too.
Yeah, the nose spray. They're basically saying this is a national emergency, and we just shared with you some of the details on what that means. We'll take your calls about it in moments here.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. These aren't off-brand books. These are some new bestsellers, big name books. They're unabridged. I believe that the Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged is 62 hours long. So you can get a lot of content here for your monthly membership. And you can try a free one out at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the way to get the free one, /FTL at audiblepodcast.com.
All right, you can take control of the airwaves here, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. Whether you're buying brand new items or used, you can send a percentage our way by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. And it's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to. It's just that when you enter through that link, essentially, they reward us for sending them the business. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. According to the federal government's own documents, it says right here that the national emergency powers allow the president to seize commodities, organize and control the means of production, seize property, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a variety of ways control the lives of United States citizens. Because you are a subject. Because you are not a sovereign individual, according to the government. They own you. Let's go to your calls and talk to, I believe we have James on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, James?
Oh, hi. I just want to say something about Because I was hearing what you said about the flu shots, that there could be something foul going on, right? Well, that's what I heard. And you guys are not the only one I heard that from. I heard it from Alex Jones and a few other people. But the thing I wanted to ask you was, because it reminded me of the Fox News situation with Fox News, that they are not real news. They just like to spin things around. And what you guys were talking about right now, the Minister Louis Farrakhan, he said the same thing about the needles. The flu shots, that they could be conspiracy to kill people. And I was watching the Bill O'Reilly show last week, one of these days last week, and he actually called the man a pinhead for saying that. But yet, you got Glenn Beck, who's been saying the same thing in his network, and he has never called Glenn Beck a pinhead. And that's one of the things why I believe Fox News might be part of a conspiracy to confuse people and to divide and conquer, if you know what I mean.
You know, I definitely know what you mean as far as one talk show host saying something about saying something that you wouldn't hear from a different talk show host on the same network. Free Talk Live is on a network, and I don't know what the other hosts say on the network, and I don't take responsibility for what they say. I'm not interested in knowing what they say. I don't have time to know what they say,
I think it's giving everyone too much credit to assume that there's a conspiracy. I think that if the shot was intended to kill people, then you'd be hearing about a heck of a lot more deaths. I don't think that that's it. I think that the shot is intended to sell shots, and you know, it may have some stuff in it that some people react to, and they downplay that. I know it has stuff in it that some people react to because I react to flu shots, and they downplay those kind of things. Oh, it could never happen. This is completely safe, and you know, it's just not true. So I hesitate to look for the guy with the handlebar mustache hiding behind every rock.
Well, there is something that I will definitely agree with, and that is Fox News, like I think a lot of the other news companies out there, the national news corporations, certainly has its editorial viewpoint. There's no doubt about that. Just as CNN and MSNBC have their editorial viewpoint, Fox News has one as well. And most of them are fairly statist. Fox News was far more statist and governmental, pro-government, than back during the Bush administration than it is today.
Sure.
So I don't trust them when they are talking about freedom now, because it's just the typical Republican line that whenever a Democrat's in office, you just talk a good game about freedom to get the Republicans back elected so they can run the gears of tyranny themselves.
But do you guys consider yourself to be, I mean, I know you guys are not either left or right, but I was wondering, because to someone like Bill O'Reilly, I don't know if he hears your, listens to your program, but I think he would consider you guys to be so-called far left, you know what I mean, right?
Well, Bill makes his money off of making enemies, and he can decide to call me whatever he wants. If he wants to call a guy that believes that people should have the right, the innate right, to own whatever weapon they wish to own and to carry that weapon on them with them at all times, then he can just go ahead and call me far left, because I don't think that's very far left, not in this country.
I think we'd be happy if he mentioned us, actually.
Yeah. I want Bill O'Reilly to say, Mark Edge from Free Talk Live is a pinhead.
Yeah, he can trash talk us all he wants.
I'll use that as a soundbite to open the show.
Okay, well, thank you guys for
taking
the call,
James.
Man.
Thanks,
all
appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Radale in Florida, listening to WFLA. Radale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings. What a great program.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm going to weigh in on some of the topics. Again, I'm an American of African descent, and I basically voted for Barack Obama because of the historic amplifications only. But all the presidents, especially from Reagan on down, Reagan and George Senior, Bush Senior, mentions the New World Order. So all these presidents are controlled by a shadow government called the Illuminati, which plan on, from my understanding, to bring the United States to a third world, to weaken its power.
See, now what you're getting into there, Radale, is the world of speculation. And it is a very, very deep, dark, nasty world where there's it's basically a rabbit hole of a conspiracy theory that just goes on forever and gets more insane the deeper you go.
Or at least more, whether it's insane or not, it's unbelievable to people.
Right. So, look, here's what I'd like to share with you. Maybe what you're saying is true. I don't know. I don't know anything about the Illuminati.
I can't prove it, and most people can.
And all of that. You're right. That's exactly right, Mark. You can't prove it, and there's no point in even trying, because why bother? What we need to see is right on the surface, what is most obvious, and that is that these government people, whether it's George Bush or whether it's Barack Obama or, you know, the evil men pulling the strings behind the scenes, that these people are seeking to control other people. This is what they do. They are human beings who want to lord over other human beings, and it's a sickness that these folks are afflicted with, and it's our obedience that encourages their behavior. It's the American people and people around the world's docility and the willingness to supplicate themselves to these people that would be our masters that encourages them to continue behaving in this way. So to me, Riddell, it doesn't matter who's pulling the strings behind the scenes, because you can speculate about that all day and all night.
It's not speculation. Again,
well, it is.
Bush Sr., he provided both Iraq and Iran with weapons to kill each other.
That's true.
Again,
that's visible. That's evident. There's evidence for that, Riddell. That's not speculation. But what the speculation is that you know who the people are behind the scenes, and that they're a group that calls themselves the Illuminati. Even if it's true, it doesn't matter. What matters is what you do about it.
But again, Bush, that's what the second part of why I actually called. But
all right, go quick.
Bush, the president just left. Again, the 911, we let Bin Laden's family out of the United States, and the United States has something, from my understanding, to do with it, to bring on the war on terrorism and this whole fear that you all are talking about. But the reason that I called is dealing with fear, and this country is supposed to be a Judeo-Christian nation.
I don't know about that, actually. A number of the founding fathers were deists.
Well, they were, again, like you said, a lot of them were Masons. They were a part of an order.
There are Masons here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've met some Masons in my time, and they're fine people, so I'm not sure.
But the point I was trying to get to is, again, there is an order that's mentioned in the scripture that teaches one how to meditate, how to find peace within themselves, and how to raise their body's electromagnetic vibratory rate, which will help in healing.
I do like what you have to say there, and I think that you're right, that people need to get rid of the fear, and that finding peace is an important, important part of getting rid of fear. And
positive
worry.
Thoughts really are good for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Riddell. We're going to move on here. Hour number two is coming up. We'll take your calls. If you're on the line, hang through the news, and we'll get to you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, like chicken fingers and meatballs, can be loaded with fat and calories. But with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef. And substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.